Week of Prayer at Currambong. The time for the Week of Prayer in Australia was set by the Union Conference Committee as May 28 to June 5, and the readings prepared for the daily meetings were published in the April issue of the Union Conference Record. As the time neared, Elder and Mrs. Haskell visited Ellen White at Sunnyside. They counseled together as to just what should be planned in the way of meetings for both Currambong and the newly established Stanmore Church. It was agreed that Haskell would lead out at Currambong and Ellen White would be at Stanmore. It proved, however, not to be so. The Lord stepped in, as Ellen White explained in her diary. I have been, through the grace of Christ, able to decide the question of where I shall be during the week of prayer. I talked the matter over with Elder Haskell and I consented to be at Stanmore to help there, and Elder Haskell will remain here. But during the night season I was laboring in this place, and I saw much that I should do here. I have no light to leave for Stanmore. I have borne my testimony in this place but once in 3 months, and I have words to speak to the people here. She wrote to Elder Haskell about it, pointing out other considerations.
W. C. White and Sarah McIntyre would have to accompany her there.
She continued in her diary. That leaves Willie's family without a head during the season of prayer, and my family without our help during this period when they need us the most, that all may blend together. Then here are people to get acquainted with, our neighbors at Dora Creek in Martinsville, and our horses and wagons must bring all who cannot get to the meetings. She mentioned also the forthcoming book on the parables that called for her attention, and the upcoming American Mail, and added. My duty was laid out plainly before me in the night season, Tuesday night, and I present this to you, Elder Haskell. In the interest of making this week a time of evangelistic thrust, attention was given to the village of Dora Creek. A vacant schoolhouse had been rented, and Herbert Lacey was conducting Sabbath meetings. On Wednesday, May 25th, Ellen White and Sarah went down and arranged for the use of the building for weeknights, as well. As for the Currambong Church, groundwork had already been laid for the meetings. As Ellen White spoke to the church on Sabbath, May 21st, she gave a clear call for an evangelistic outreach right there in Currambong. She cited the Gospel Commission and urged a missionary thrust in the community. She called for a meeting the next evening, Sunday night, with invitations to attend to be carried to all the community. We are not to put our light under a bed, that is, confine it to our family and forget that all who have been privileged to hear the truth must hear not only for themselves but to communicate to others that which they hear. The next day, Monday, she wrote in her diary an enthusiastic report. The meeting Sunday evening was a success. The chapel was full. Quite a number walked or came with their conveyances 5 and 6 miles. We have now appointed regular Sunday evening meetings. All seemed to be interested, even all that were not of our faith. We welcomed them and were rejoiced to have them in the meeting. This is the very object of these meetings, that we may impart to the people the knowledge we have in regard to the Word, to encourage them to cultivate their lands.
There were 15-minute speeches by different ones. W. C. White, Professor Hughes and his wife, Herbert Lacey, and several others.
I think an excellent impression was made and a better and more correct understanding was gained in regard to muscular Christianity, which should be brought into the education in all our schools. The approach was practical and prejudice effacing. The plans for the week of prayer did not call for a meeting on Friday night, for it was thought families should be in their homes, with an opportunity to study their Sabbath school lessons, UCR, April, 1898. The plans did call for morning and afternoon meetings on the two Sabbaths.